Moments the Hawk coming to you live. It's 3/10/2022. It's a live show. And the wild weasel is really starting to run out there in the world, ain't he? Damn an old Casey Jones. Oh, yes. Old Casey Jones. Casey Jones high in the moonshine on the good old 160-70 proof. Plus methamphetamine, and he's on every train track. And all of those train tracks that I used to say back in the old days, all those train tracks are running down to Function Junction. They're all running in the same, into the same junction at the same time. And old Casey Jones is loaded up to the max, and he's got the throttle down all the way. He's got her pulled down all the way, man. And it's all flying and going. And meanwhile, do you think maybe there's something going on, or, I was listening to Brother Quail. Brother Quail's, excellent podcast. Last couple of them have just been just superb. Not that they're not all good. But he's saying, well, people are saying, well, Steve, how am I going to get to my grandmother's house? Well, he says, if you're not there now, you probably won't. How will I do that? You know, all Steve is saying is, and I've done this for, you know, he brought me on there as a guest almost 18 years ago now. And then he put me on one night a week, and then he gave up his second night where he had dropped down to two nights, and I started doing two nights. I've done it now for almost 18 years. From the very beginning, I told you to prepare. And many of you did and have and are continually preparing. Steve has been telling you for, well, I heard him mention that before he was even really on the radio, where he started out at one radio station in Johnstown, Colorado, I mean, years ago. What is it, 25 years ago, 26, 27 years ago? But before that, he used to own the back page of American Survival Guide magazine. And Steve was talking about how that was, he wished that was still around. I do too. I used to get that magazine years ago, and I remember on the back, Steve always had like an ad, and he was selling the different military vehicles, usually Saracens and stuff from Switzerland and Germany and different places, you know, armored personnel carriers and all kind of stuff. And then usually inside, then he had the Wiggies sleeping bags, the high quality Wiggies sleeping bags that he used to sell and still does probably, right? And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's just interesting to know that I've been in it for so long. And I was thinking about all of this, and I wrote it to somebody in an email, and I've told other people this before too. I've been knowing a lot of what I know since 1972. 1972. And I've been telling people all along from then. So many of them in the old days, I didn't get asked to the parties very often. Or, he just talks about this, that, and the other. And so many subjects and topics that are new, brand new to people now, just now getting into it. I've been dealing with it since 72. It's just amazing. And then I think about when I really started to prepare in earnest and all of those things. And at the very least, anybody with any eyes to see or ears to hear started to do it in the 90s, right? Mid-90s, early to mid-90s. But if you haven't, and you're just starting today, and you don't have any more food than 4 or 5 days of Honey Nut Cheerios and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, right? And what are you going to do when they don't take your chip card at the McDonald's or at the this restaurant or that restaurant or what have you? So the trick is, if you can start not tonight. I wasn't even going to start this show this way tonight. But the Lord's putting it on my spirit. You need to get ready to go and be prepared. Lord Jesus told you many, many years ago, just if you read Matthew 24, which I've featured so many times. And let's just start out here and say it again. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. You see, he's not saying that it ain't going to happen, and you still might die, and all of these things, you see. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. This is Matthew 24. Famines, Lord Jesus, the red letters, famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. You don't think stuff is going to get wild, Weasel? You don't think this stuff is going to get so bad? You don't think you're going to be able to stand it? Well, let me tell you what. The secret and the key to this whole bit, to get rid of the fear, and the secret and the key is to repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. That is the key. That's the best deal in town. I don't care how deep you think you are in the hole, all right? And I know I've been in that hole, all right? I've been in that hole. And Brother Quail, you know, Brother Quail made it okay for me to come back and get back into the Lord Jesus. It's just listening to him. It was marvelous. All right? It's the best deal in town. Repent of your sins. The Lord Jesus is asking him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're true and if you're real, he'll start to wash you clean. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And then he says all those things, you know, that I just talked about. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. Did you hear that? Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. So Brother Quail talked about it. Somebody said, well, Steve, you know, there's going to be a marvelous revival in America and all this and that and the other. And Steve says, well, yeah, maybe some places, but the Lord Jesus doesn't say that, all right? Yes, God can do that. But we're at a different stage of the game, a different time. And because iniquity shall abound, that's verse 12. The love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe to them that are with child and that them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. And I'll tell you what, we just got about 4 or 5 inches of snow today. And I hear my Indian brother in the Utah cheering because they finally got in Utah, they finally got a 10-inch snow, which is about 1 inch of water. God bless you out there, man. Stand tall. Get that old buff gun, sight it in. Drop them at the end of the road. And then go back to your fire. And here's what the Lord Jesus then says. Because you see, we've got winter again pushing on through, don't we? And then we've got that timed up, but I don't know the time, but we've got that timed up with when the Russians said, some Russian guy says, hey, Friday night, that's tomorrow night. But see, their night starts earlier. They're what, 8 to 10 hours ahead or whatever it is, right? Or 12 or whatever. I think when it's noon here in the United States, let's say on the East Coast, it's about 8 or 9 o'clock over there in Russia or in the Ukraine. But everybody is talking about how, oh, they might use a tactical battlefield weapon in Ukraine. But boy, they'd be stupid to do that. Yep, up, up, up. No, that ain't necessarily what they're going to do. They can use suitcase weapons in the United States. They can also do a hypersonic missile with a nuclear warhead that could pop and get here in 2 minutes. 2 minutes, less than a minute and a half, whatever. They can have that whipping around in a low Earth orbit so fast that nobody can even track it. And pop that down with the big weapon. And if they want to hit a big target, they can do it. 100 million megaton, 100 megatons. That's 100 million tons of TNT. Or up to, Steve says, up to 300 megatons. That's huge. That's a state buster, not a city buster, all right? But pray ye that your flight not be in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Well, let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 25 goes on to the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. And I'm just going to skip to the part where, you know the story. The wise virgins brought the, you know, the lamp oil. They were prepared. They were prepared. They were preppers, apparently, huh? They had lamp oil, extra wicks. They could were waiting for the bridegroom to come. And then the foolish virgin, oh, we give us some of your oil because we did not bring it. And then, you know what? The wise ones say, not so. You go to them that sell and buy it for yourself, lest I not have enough for me too. And then when the bridegroom comes, the wise went in with him and the door was shut. The door was shut. And then the foolish virgins afterward came also. The other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. This is verse 11 of Matthew 25. Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. He didn't say, oh, let them in, turn the other cheek, let 1,000 people in, and the food that you've set aside for your family for 3.5 years, or a year, or 2 years, or 6 months, or the next week. Oh, just let them all in, and the foolish virgins, and then they'll say that you conspired against them, and they'll start a rabble-rouse against you, and they'll go through your food in a day. So what Jesus said, and I'm going to tell you this one more time, to the foolish virgins. Afterward came also the other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. You got it? You get it? You see it? You're living in the land of the unwalled villages, all right, in the midst of the land. Ezekiel 38. But, you know, a lot of people read 38, but you ought to go and read 39. And you ought to see about the bones and burying of the bones and how many people die in this thing. It's going to be billions, all right? And the fact of the matter is, that's what Lucifer wants. That isn't what God wants. God wants you to reach out and to Lord Jesus and believe in him. Oh, I had to read that again because this is something else. I'll tell you, it's simple. It's very simple if you just get it. But most people never get it, and they don't want to get it. They ain't going to get it. They don't have eyes to see or ears to hear. No, 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 no. They don't. But this is, you want to know Jesus? You want to have him manifest himself to you? You want to see Lord Jesus? I've seen him. I saw him when I was in a coma. And it was not my time. And he stayed with me in what I would call the tunnel of light or whatever. And he stayed with me and protected me against those who would want me to try to get me. And I could look down. I could see my body laying in a bed below in a hospital. And I could see all the demonic faces and all the stuff trying to kill me because I had been on the side of Lord Jesus. And if you look at John 14, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. But you see, if you read the syntax of that sentence, syntax, S-Y-N-T-A-X, syntax meaning the way the sentence is constructed, you will see something very interesting. He that believeth on me. You believeth on him? Okay. The works that I do, Jesus said, shall he do also. And the greater works than these shall he do because I go unto my Father. That's a marvelous gift to you, and you don't even know it. Most people don't even know it. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Okay? And if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? You go to John 14, you read the whole thing, and you see what he has to say. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that simple. You listen and you get a book that's got, I prefer the King James Bible with the red letter edition with the big print. Get you some big print and some of the little cheater glasses, the 2.0s or 1.75s or the little magnification glasses, and you start to read this stuff. I would suggest, also, something was on my mind today. The Lord put it on my mind. What do you tell the children? And you know what? The Lord says you tell them the truth. You tell them what is happening and who's doing it and why. And you take them right to the Bible and you get them to understand through your assistance with your children or grandchildren. And you tell them and read the scripture to them. And let them know why these things are starting to happen. Can you imagine 3 weeks ago and you're in the Ukraine? You went to the supper with your friends or to a coffee shop in the morning, or you went to a movie or a play or to a soccer game or whatever it was, to a music, you know, musical event or something like that, a symphony. Beautiful city, marvelous architecture, all these things. And then now it's being turned into a piece of trash. But that does not mean that those that are getting hit are the wonderful people, the most wonderful people either. Neither are the United States. Neither are the United States governments the most wonderful people. If you saw them today, if you saw the top slots of intelligence that Avril Haines and that William Burns and Ray Ray with the razor haircut, the $250 razor cut and puffed up in the pompadour style and with the fancy suits and all the stuff. You see? And then that general, the lieutenant general, he got 4 stars on the plaid there up on his shoulders. And they all lied! They lied through their teeth in that Senate hearing. Lied through their teeth. And then everybody, then that Senator Mark Warner, the Democratic Senator Mark Warner, House, you know, Senate Intelligence Committee, comes on and talking to Brett Baer before I came on tonight. And then Baer asked him the question about these bioweapon labs. And then here's what the guy says.
Well, there's no evidence there's any Ukrainian bioweapons labs.
No! They're United States bioweapons labs that are in Ukraine, and the documents have been published. And now they lie. And when this Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, lying POS, okay? Lying SOB, okay? The lying one on line one, okay? This guy blinked so much, I thought he was a tin gun stick-up man that the cops caught on Friday night. And when old Big McGilly had him with the arm behind the back jerking him a tad, he started blinking while he talked. Well, the police would never believe him. Why does then this fool say,
well, the internet is not telling the truth?
Well, since when did any political piece of crap like you or Bubble Boy Rubio or the guy you touted or any of them up there in the D.C. or the XYZ or the, you know, 5479 Pentagram or whatever. The intelligence people, the top slots, are lying through their teeth because there were U.S. Department of Defense bioweapons labs that were put into the Ukraine. There's also repositories, allegedly, repositories of billions of dollars of Biden cash, of Hunter cash, of Clinton cash, you see. George Soros, fooling around cash, all the different things. And then you get the statement from the Parliament of Ukraine saying, we fight for the New World Order. Well, so do the Russians, but the Russians have their New World Order. The Chinese want their New World Order. The Iranians want the 12th Imam to come back up out of the well and have their New World Order. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and every knee will bow to him before the end of this game's over. Let me tell you. Brother Quayle also went in one of his podcasts into the targets. And they obviously, if you read the Bible and you know about Babylon, Mystery Babylon, you can see that basically Babylon, you get to be New York City. And then D.C., and I've said this for years too. And then Steve, Brother Steve said Cheyenne Mountain, Raven's Rock. Well, I would also add to that Mount Weather and Mount Pony and all the others. The missile silos. All bases of the B-2s and the stealth bombers and fighters. This thing is going to get wild weasel, but the first thing they can do is knock out the power grid. And just by that alone, you want to see an easy-to-read novel, One Second After, William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, a Forge book. You can get that. Go to Barnes & Noble or wherever you get them. And I'm going to tell you something else. Get used to trying to find a local source if you possibly can on a number of different things. Because the Russian guy says, this Friday night is going to be a night of where the world will be, blah, 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 blah. Be a wonderful night for the world. Well, are they going to start the nuclear war? Are they going to hit the, you know, all the big banks and stuff with cyber tech? Are they going to use the hypersonics and say, pop goes the weasel and take out the power grid of the United States? Well, that ain't the only thing it does. People say, well, Hawk, you know, they can just do that. They can do that cryptically with the cyber tech. They don't need to hit that with the big nuclear weapon. Well, but the nuclear weapon, the EMP blast, it's not the one necessarily that goes over and destroys every city. This spreads out an EMP blast that if you don't have your stuff protected, then what it does do is it knocks out almost every computer, every radio, every electronic, every TV, all the brain boxes, the electronic ignition boxes in your vehicles. It knocks out and turns into parking lots almost every road in America. Unless you've got an old-timer pre-electronic ignition vehicle. What is it, 85, pre-85 or 86 or whatever it is. But, I mean, if you could go back even further into the 50s or 60s, you'd be better off where you got points, plugs, distributor cap, you know, condenser, an old generator, whatever it is. And a regular battery. And if we could go back to where we had the hardline phone lines, hardline phone and a Bakelite, you know, instrument in your hand, right? Not only can you pop somebody good with the Bakelite and bongo sidium, but you can, with the old hardlines, we were pretty much not susceptible to the power grid getting knocked out in those days because you had analog and toggle switches and this, that, and the other. And it wasn't all electronic. The Russians have the electronic weapons that are taking our planes out, taking our ships like the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea. One of the first things, one MiG flies over, boom, all they got is the exit lights. No Aegis power system or defense system. No power to the motors, all this stuff. The USS Donald Cook, that was some time ago. When they finally got back to town, a lot of them guys, the lifers, they just quit. Said, heck with this. This game is over. And that's even before these hell reaper missiles like the Russians have, or the Satan missile, or the big bongo stuff that's going to knock out, you know, dial up 100 million tons, 100 megatons, or maybe up to 300 megatons, and we don't got it. And we don't have the hypersonics like Russia does, China does, India. We don't have it. And they're still talking about, I heard that Warner guy again, blinking, he's blinking his eyes, like blink, 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 like 15 times a second, all right? He's lying. The lion won, just like all the others in the top slots who are worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer and taking orders from him. Taking orders from him, and they refuse
to believe in Lord Jesus. They refuse to let him wash their sins away with his blood and to give them the best possible future you can have. It can be marvelous, but it ain't going that way. Lord Jesus in Matthew 24 says it. If you think there's going to be the huge revival, all the stuff, then you ain't reading that part of the Bible. Now, it's not that the Lord couldn't do it. He can do anything he wants. But at a certain point in time, you have to believe the red letters of what Lord Jesus said, don't you? So therefore, you better get ready for what is to come. War, rumors of wars. Doesn't say there won't be war. It says wars and rumors of wars. It's going to be both, but there's going to be wars. And famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And you're going to have the volcanoes blow. And when you hit nuclear fallout, you get all the nuclear weapons going off. Pretty soon you got what they used to call nuclear winter. All right? Now, do you think you might need an extra can of chunky soup or Progresso soup? Like a chicken noodle or a beef barley or a chunky sirloin burger or whatever it might be, split pea with ham or just strict vegetables, if you're going that way, that's fine. Minestrone kind of a thing. But you're going to need the soups that are already made with the liquid in them. And I like the ones that got the meat, the potatoes, and the vegetables, and all the stuff ready to go. All right? You see, Russia and Ukraine was always the breadbasket of the Soviet Union as well. I mean, it should have been even better, but Stalin killed all the kulaks off. The kulaks were the small to medium-sized farmers who were very prosperous and industrious. And he killed them off to make giant conclave or collective farms. But the fact is, Russia and Ukraine together are about a third of the wheat on the planet. A third of the wheat on the planet. Do you have in the plastic tub with the screw-on tight lid and where you put in the oxygen absorber or you put in diatomaceous earth? Do you have any turkey red wheat stored in there so you can make bread at some point in time? Heck, you could even get flour, get a big bag of flour, put it into the tins, put it into one of those buckets, and put you some oxygen absorbers in, or put you in some food grade, diatomaceous earth, which will kill the bugs. You ain't got much time. But if you can do nothing else, what could you do? You could go out tonight immediately after the show. You could go out tonight or in the morning. Maybe too late in the morning. I don't know. Every day that you tarry is a day that you lose. Remember that song from Jeremiah Johnson, the movie? Every day that you tarry is a day that you lose. Well, let me tell you what. Do it now as best you can, even though I understand with all of this pressure and all this stuff going down and all this amount of stimuli in the news and everywhere and the prices and the squeeze on your pocketbook, your wallet, and the squeeze for your children and all the stuff and the COVID and the mask and not mask and when the vaccine that you thought was going to be good, you took it and now you've got problems with your heart and you got carbon nanotubes and all kind of crap growing inside of you, susceptible to signals from 5G.
and you say, Lord, I don't know what to do. That's right. But I'm going to tell you what, pick yourself back up. Lord Jesus is the answer, and there's power in the blood of Jesus, but get going. Put one foot in front of the other and start to walk. And start to walk and start to get yourself ready. Protect your family. Protect your home. Protect your family, your home, your business against evil. Stand up for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Freedom of religion. Now, somebody, a very good Catholic, told me today that apparently this Pope, this mouthpiece, allegedly, of somebody who's going to be the AC, perhaps, this Pope told some bishop somewhere that if the recruits to the seminary did not get the vaccine, that they were to get drummed out and they were not to be allowed to go into the seminary. And I guess the bishop said to him, what commandment have I broken? And they said, that's all right. You've got to do what the state tells you to do. Well, that's like doing what the Lucifer tells you what to do. Because Lucifer is controlling most of these heads of state, the top slots of the intelligence world, which you, if you watched on television, did they give you any confidence that they were telling the truth? Absolutely not. Blinking and stinking and linking and kajinking from the beginning. Pink jock straps and scaredy cats and all that stuff. Oh boy, let's go back and get some of those tough guys from the old days, you know? Let's go back and get somebody like a Boom Boom McLaughlin, all right? Boom Boom McLaughlin, prior to the Kennedy, says, was a friend of Kennedy, and he protected Kennedy. If Boom Boom would have been there, he would have never allowed President Kennedy, in spite of what Secret Service or anybody said, never allowed him to go in a car without a top, without a bulletproof or at least a potentially bulletproof plexiglass top. Would have never allowed it. But they gave him a plum job prior to that to get him out of the way. Gave him a plum job. Command of a vessel. And then they try to burn him and say, oh, well, that was all fake. The war didn't, he didn't start the war. That war wasn't started. The Vietnam War. Well, of course, it was just a police action, right? Do you see all the lies and crap and the POS and the SOB and the, as Brother Quayle used to say, you know, the bastards? Balaam's ass? People? The Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, the light. There's power in the blood of Jesus. He wants you to endure it till the end. The same shall be saved. He wants you to prepare. He's telling you that in Matthew 25. That is the answer to the Matthew 24, to the Luke 21. Luke 21 is a little bit different because in Luke 21 we kind of see that the people that are in the United States at the top slots are going to come for you, you see. Well, you can go out tonight, you can go to somewhere and you get you a, I'll just do it this way. Let's say you go to Sam's or one of the big places and you get you like a 25 pound bag or a 20 pound bag of rice. Start there. Get you a 20 pound bag of rice. Not the basmati, the wild rice, all the exotic. No, that doesn't last as long. Just white rice, hopefully from the Louisiana. Usually that's where it's from. Down in the Louisiana, all right? I think near Rain, R-A-I-N. Well, now where old Governor Edwards is from, too. And there's also some grown in other states, Mississippi, Arkansas, all different places. But let's get some white rice. No, it's not the, or
organic best. We're talking about rations. We're talking about surviving the fight. We're talking about standing for the Lord Jesus in the gap against evil. We ain't talking about lollygag, ballygag, la 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 la. Not what we're talking about. We're talking about that, and you go get you some chunky soup. You get you some Denny Moore beef stew. You get you some roast beef hash, corned beef hash, or whatever it might be. Chunky sirloin burger, I don't care what you got, but get you some of it. You take a portion of the rice out. You take then, you cook that rice, and you pour over the top the heated up chunky soup or beef stew or whatever it is you got. You go out, you got, find you a little bit of, if you've got a can of peas or a can of Mexicorn or mixed vegetables would be a good one to get, right? You have mixed vegetables and then you got a can of fruit. Well, you got a pretty good deal there then, don't you? And then you can feed 2-3 people, but you do it on a ration basis. And the other thing you need to have, if you do not have it, you need to get, if you all possibly can, one of the Berkey type water filtration system with the black Berkey filters. Now that's one that if you don't have it, that one might be the one that you want to use your credit card on, let me tell you. Whatever they are, $300, $299, $289, whatever they are now. You get you the one and do that, or if you can, get any kind of water filtration system. Get the MicroPure dots. Get the stuff to where you're, anything to help to filter or purify water that will kill the bacteria, the viruses, the protozoas, the different types of bugs and stuff in them, and to take the chemicals out. And then you need stuff to store it in, like the water blocks, or maybe where they stack up, or maybe the food grade blue food grade barrels with the tops that are sealed, that you can tighten and seal them up. But you got to get a bung hole, one of those things you put in the bung hole where you can then have a thing to draw off the water. I would suggest getting the smaller ones, not the 55-gallon ones. Although they will hold a lot, and I've got a few of those myself, but I would go and get the smaller ones. Or you can get, if you buy bottled water, and you've got the gallon jug of it, the special water gallon jug, the plastic, if you've got that, you can utilize that. Put water in it. If you can do that, you can put water in it. If you still can filter it or something, that'd be great. But you could then put in a certain number of drops, I don't know, per gallon. You have to look that up. Do the research. Look it up tonight. How many drops of pure unscented bleach do you put in a gallon of water to help to keep it from getting brackish or getting bad stuff in it? There also is stuff called aerobic 7 or oxygen type treatment or water. You can do different stuff with that. You can also do it. Utilize meso silver. I'm not saying that's always the best way, but that would help you to purify water. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to get so wild. Now, how are you going to protect yourself and your family? Do you have at least a firearm of some sort? If you do not, you better get something. If nothing else, you can only get one, then get you a 12-gauge pump shotgun. 12-gauge pump shotgun. If you can't afford one, you don't see one that's used or something, see if your uncle or Grandpa John or Uncle Joe might have an extra firearm that you could use. If nothing else, you can use like a Ruger 10/22 or an old Marlin 22 rifle. I'll tell you what, a good placement of a shot right between the eyes and the end of the brain pan of somebody will deter them from coming to grab your family, your children, your wife, your grandchildren, or to take your food, or to fight a Red Chinese or a Russian or whoever is coming against you to come and do the same thing, to take you and to put you into a camp.
Oh, there's, all it is money and time, right? Well, I'm going to tell you, you better start, you better do one thing. If you can do nothing else, get you something. Let's say you can't afford the 25-pound bag of rice. Can you get you a box of minute rice? A box of minute rice? And one can of chunky soup or one can of Progresso soup? I like the beef barley with vegetables. I also like the chicken noodle. I also like others, but the lentil and different ones. But I'm going to say this. If you had that box of minute rice and that one can of chunky soup or two or three, if you can, that will get you down the road two or three more days to where you might be able to get something else. Or get somewhere to where you can assist somebody who's got a stockpile. Who you can say to them, you know what? I will help you to protect this and I'll stay up and take a shift to protect your home and to protect you. In exchange for my labor, if you can help to feed me or my wife or my family or whatever. But do what you can do. Now people say, well, Hawk, I got me a 38 special and I got me a box of 20 shells. Think that's enough? Nope. That's a handgun and that's good. And there ain't nothing wrong with 38 special. But you're going to need more than a box of 20. You also, if you could get it, you need a rifle. In your group, you need a, like a battle rifle, a 223 or 5.56 NATO, you know, black gun rifle. I still like 7.62 by 39, the peasant gun, an AK variant, which is not fully automatic, which is semi-automatic. Not fully automatic, semi-automatic, where you have to squeeze the trigger each time. A MAC 90 or Mahdi, whatever the different brand might be. And the reason I like that is because that is the most simplistic gun that was designed for Soviet Union peasants who had no education to where they could treat the gun like crap, throw it in the water, throw it in the sand, throw it in the mud, come out. Take the mag out, clean it out a little bit with a rag, pop the mag in, pull back the bolt, and it'll fire. 12-gauge shotgun, that's a pump. Put the 12-gauge in. The number 4 buck. The double odd buck. The flechette arrows. The bird shot. Whatever it might be, I don't care. You got that, you pump it once, you pull that trigger, and you pump it again, it's going to work. But if you had, like a battle rifle, you had a 12-gauge pump, and then you also had maybe another battle rifle. Let's see. Shotgun, battle rifle. I'm looking at the band of the hand here, aren't I? And then let's say that you had maybe somebody with a 22 rifle. And then you had somebody that had a 30-06 or 308 or a 338 Lapua with a good quality scope on it that was dialed in. And then if each one of those people had one sidearm, a 38 Special, 357 Magnum, Colt 45, a Glock 19, a Glock 17. Sig Sauer, Springfield, whatever it is. And then if you had you a K-bar knife, it don't have to be a $500 knife and this trick, that, and the other. You get you an old 7-inch K-bar. The old Marine Corps standard. You get you that. 7-inch, you sharpen that baby up on the whetstone and you keep it at the ready to pull. Then you might also want to have another boot knife, okay? Something like that. And then if you had a machete, you'd be in pretty good shape. But if nothing else, get a 12-gauge pump or a 22 rifle. If you can get a handgun, get that and get as much ammunition as you can get. You know, 1,000 rounds minimum would be nice. I've always thought when I started out to get into firearms, I always thought that you needed to shoot what the police or the military shot. Well, that's 38 specials, 357s. Going back a few years, but still in use. 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45, mostly the 40, the 9mm, all right? Or just get 22s, 22 long rifle. They will work. They will work. I'm looking at Drudge now. How does it end? Europe wonders who's next. Poland on Jets, trying to prevent world war. I mean, when they're talking about, the White House says we're trying to prevent world war. But you don't do it. You don't do it by being weak. U.S. Army's conducting airborne infiltration test jumps in Alaska. Airborne infiltration. Missile Defense Agency fires Patriot missile from a THAAD system. THAAD. Americans besieged by stress. Well, look who's done it. Red China Joe, who took $1.45 billion through his son from the Chinese, don't you know, who now wants to be $15 a gallon Joe. They're the ones that did it to you because they're working for Lucifer the Lightbringer. $1.45 billion, and then, according to Peter Schweitzer, I guess this year or last year, another $31 million from the Chinese. You want something that the intelligence of the United States or the FBI or somebody might look into. It might be that. How do you give $1.45 billion to the son of the current president, who's a crackhead and meth head? Sleeping with the red shiny ladies of the intelligence night. How do you go that? But instead, you're going after mothers and fathers who don't want their children to be taught crap in school. To be taught that they're supposed to be queers or gays or 5, 4, 7, 3, 2, 9, XYZs. And that just because they were born Caucasian, that they are white supremacist and discriminated against everybody for the last 300 years of Africans. Or against people of Hispanic heritage. That is not the truth. That kid in Virginia or in Illinois or Maine or Ohio or wherever didn't do Jack Doodley squat. So instead of going after the Russians or the Red Chinese or the Iranians, you're going after the American people, the NSA. You don't even know what the Russian men doing with the comms. We've told you right on air. Or the NSA and Millie and Austin and Red China Joe. You won't go after that balloon, that loony balloon. You wouldn't take it down, even though it was giving every position of all the United States Navy vessels. And we tried to shame SyncPAC into taking down. Well, they did go up and take another look, but somebody keeps ordering them not to blow that thing out of the sky. Because it is transferring all of your comms. It's vacuuming them up. It's got pictures, video, everything of all of your ships, the arrays, the speeds, where you left from, where you're going. It's been flying all over the islands. It's got all the look down on the Rangers. It's got the look down on the Marines. It's got the look down. Then they're going, and all that's being sent directly to the Red Chinese Military Intelligence. And you're allowing it because Red China Joe is in the payroll? Oh, boy. And now they're going to get into crypto. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Red China Joe has all of a sudden embraced cryptocurrency. No, they want to get into it so they can steal it all out of you. And the very reason that it was invented was to try to draw in the underground economy and to trap it. The guy who invented the stuff and really kind of did it was in the intelligence world. And there's debates on who actually started it up, but I'm going to tell you got a piece of silver, a piece of gold, that's a different story now, ain't it? That's a different story. And they think they're going to control the Russian gold or the Russian silver or the Russian platinum or palladium. No, the Russians are going to control that. And they're not going to give the platinum or the palladium or the titanium or all of the other rare earths that are encapsulated or mostly controlled by Russia and by the Red Chinese. Who mines the largest lithium mine in the world? For those Red China Joe, we're going to build them old electric cars, don't you know? Who he then goes to every geo, you know, every big Detroit Motown group. Don't go into there and lose a pair of knives out of mine. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Bill of Rights. May the mighty men and women of valor use your high technology. Some of you are not back in this solar system right now. Some of you are out somewhere else. But if you are back, you're around the earth, strike blows against the enemy's forces. Bandango Ring, I know you're ready, and old Mickey LaFleur. Mickey, you're just as good on 338 as you are hand to hand. Nobody gave you a black belt, but if they did, they'd have to give you 5, 6, or 7. Nothing else, you can take the time clock and throw it not high, about 30 feet, stick it right between the eyes of somebody's old knock. Road and track, little L. May Lord Jesus protect you. You know that Lord Jesus loves you. Keep up with your studies. Make sure you have full immersion of the science. Math, language, all of it.